Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Job, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes, Week 12. Vanity of Vanities, the Reality of Jesus, and the Revelation of the Sons of God, Saturday. Related Verses, Romans 8:22-23. For we know that the whole creation groans together and travails in pain together until now. And not only so, but we ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan in ourselves, eagerly awaiting sonship, the redemption of our body. Matthew 6:10-13, Your kingdom come, your will be done, as in heaven, so also on earth. And do not bring us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 2:12, so that you might walk in a manner worthy of God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. Hebrews 2:9-11-12. But we see Jesus, who was made a little inferior to the angels, because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God he might taste death on behalf of everything. For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brothers, saying, I will declare your name to my brothers in the midst of the church. I will sing hymns of praise to you. Suggested reading. If you talk with unbelievers, they will admit that in a sense they have some enjoyment in their entertainments, like dancing and gambling. However, they will also tell you that they are unhappy. They also are groaning, but only groaning. There is nothing else. We, on the contrary, as we are groaning, have within us the Spirit as the first fruits, as a foretaste of God himself. Even as we are suffering, we have the enjoyment. We have the taste of the presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord is simply the Spirit as the first fruits for our enjoyment. So we are different from worldly people. They experience groaning without the inward enjoyment. We, however, groan outwardly, but rejoice inwardly. We rejoice because we have the first fruits of the Spirit. The divine Spirit within us is the foretaste of God, which leads us to the full taste of the enjoyment of God. This is a great item in the blessings of sonship. While we are groaning and enjoying the first fruits of the Spirit, we are expecting sonship. Although we have sonship within us, this sonship has not yet become full. What is full sonship? It is the redemption of our body. We have sonship in our spirit through regeneration, and we also have sonship in our soul through transformation. But we do not as yet have sonship in our body through transfiguration. In the coming day, we will also have sonship in our body. This is full sonship, our longing expectation. We come to the matter of glorification. Romans 8:19 says, For the anxious watching of the creation eagerly awaits the revelation of the sons of God. Revelation means to open the veil. Although we are the sons of God, we are veiled, not yet revealed. When the Lord Jesus was on earth, he was the Son of God, but he was veiled by his human flesh. One day on the mountain, he was unveiled and revealed. It is the same with us. Although we are sons of God, yet we are under a veil. One day this veil will be removed. That will be our glorification. Then the whole universe will behold the sons of God. The creation is eagerly expecting and anxiously waiting to see this revelation of the sons of God, because the creation was made subject to vanity, not of its own will, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will also be freed from the slavery of corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. Creation's only hope is to be freed from the slavery of corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God when the sons of God are revealed. Although the entire creation is presently held in a condition of vanity and corruption, God will bring in a kingdom to replace this present condition. The present condition is a condition of vanity and slavery of corruption. The coming kingdom will be a kingdom of the glory of God, a kingdom composed primarily of revealed sons of God. At the time of the revelation of this kingdom, the whole creation will be liberated. The creation is eagerly expecting and anxiously watching for this kingdom to come. Thus, the whole creation groans together and travails in pain together until now. The universe is groaning and travailing in birth, awaiting the revelation of the sons of God. Furthermore, we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, also groan as we expect sonship, the redemption of our body.